Hamro Atiko, the envy. What's going to be if you have old wine that falls onto a grape? In a case where the grapes are split, so the tam of the yain goes inside the grape. The question is, does it become osur or not? So divrei hakav the noisei tam. Everybody holds it's totally in noisei tam. So soon see, the Gemara here is going to hold now that by yayin nesav there's a chumra that min b'mina is not bottle. Means if a little bit of yayin nesav falls into a ton, a loafful of regular wine, all the wine becomes osur. That's called min b'minoi. Wine into wine is not bottle. We'll end up with a special chumrah by yayin nesach that even b'mashu is osur. But that's only min b'minoi. Wine into wine. What about if wine falls into potatoes? Or in our Mishnah, wine falls into other things? Then the Mishnah says b'noi sen tam. Because it's called min b'shein aminoi. The yayin is falling into something else. Then it's only osur kolzaman you could taste it in this food. The wine falls into wheat. If you could taste the wine in the wheat, then it's still osur. But once there's like more than 60 that you do not taste the wine there, then it becomes mutter. Now the question is, here the sugya is, what's called min b'minoi? What's called the same thing? And what's called min b'sheni minoi? It's not the same thing. So saying, cham ratik, if you have old wine into grapes, it's not called the same thing. It tastes different, it looks different, and therefore it's called min b'sheni minoi. And therefore, divrei hakel, everybody agrees, b'nai same time, that here if this yayin nesach falls onto grapes, if only a small amount of yayin falls onto a big load of grapes, the grapes are mutter, because this time of wine is bottled in the grapes. It's not called min b'minoi. What about chamra charto? Let's say you have new wine, fresh wine just made, the invei, that falls into grapes. So what do you say about this? So to machlokes, habayi roma b'mashu. Habayi says, yes, it's considered min b'minoi, that this fresh wine, since it tastes at least like the grapes, it's called min b'minoi, and therefore it's also b'mashu. Even though just a little bit wine falls on the whole load full of grapes, all the grapes become also. It's also b'mashu. But Rava says, no. Rava b'minoi say tam. No, it's called min b'sheni minoi. This is called wine. This is called grapes. Two different things. Therefore, as a cloud of noisei tam, if you do not taste the wine in the grapes become mutter. So what's the machlokes over here? Abai yirona b'mashu. Abai, he said it's also b'mashu over here. Why? Bosa taimaz linen. He says, listen, what makes something min d'minoi? The taste of it. As long as the two things taste alike, that's called the same thing. If so, idi v'idi chad taimu. Since it's a fresh wine, just made, so it has the same taste as the grapes itself. So therefore, even though it has a different shmur, different name, but the main thing Abai says is the taste. So fresh wine and grapes taste alike. Therefore, sitted min b'minoi, that by yayin nesach itself, so even by mashu. Here, Moshe, the heavy lay min b'minoi, or min b'minoi b'mashu. Min b'minoi is also b'mashu, and like you said, at least by yayin nesach. Now, Rava says no. But no same time, Rava says if fresh wine falls on grapes, it's mutter when it's bottle bread, you don't taste it. If there's 60 times the amount of grapes, it's mutter. Why? Because Rava holds that halacha, bosa shmoaz binim. We go after the name of it. So what do we call these two things? Fahai shmoalachud. One is called wine. Fahai shmoalachud. The other one is called grapes. Now, grapes and wine are two different things. Therefore, you go back to the name of it, and the name is different. Therefore, it's considered min b'sheni minoi. Therefore, it's the cloud is bottled b'shishim. This is Rava's Svara, and therefore, Mar says, v'hevele min b'sheni minoi, or min b'sheni minoi, but nice in time, even by yayin nesach, min b'sheni minoi is bottled. Once you do not taste it anymore, it becomes mutter. So Mar says, Tanan, let's say we work in our Mishnah, Tanan. Yayin nesach shenofel agabi anovim, is some wine, a case of wine, a barrel of wine, fell on top of grapes. So the Mishnah says that the wine is also. The Mishnah says if it's mubukas, if the grapes are split, then it says b'noi sen tam. The Mishnah says it's also b'loshen of b'noi sen tam. If the wine gives a taste into the grapes, means there's less than shishim, then it's also. Mashma, once there are shishim though, it's mutter. So Kasaka Bas Gemara thought to say that Cham Rechadata, the Mishnah is talking about even the case of fresh wine, the envy that fell onto split grapes. And the Mishnah says it's also B'noi Feintam. So my love, B'noi Feintam, doesn't our Mishnah mean when it says that Asurim Mishnah Loshin Yesh B'noi Feintam? Well, the first thing was, it just says Vim Heim Uvakoyis Asurim. Meaning the ratio by the grapes, it doesn't say B'noi Feintam. It just says Asurim. It says B'noi Feintam in the next case of Tomorrow and Tainim. But in the first case, when the wine falls on the grapes, the Mishnah true just says Asurim. But we thought to say, what does Asurus mean? Like the Sefer, only if it's Noi Feintam. Zechur will be a kasha on Abaya. That Abaya says, he go bosa tamom, and it's called Minda Minoi. Tomorrow says, Lord, it's not the pshat over here. I'll tell you b'mashu. Maybe according to Abaya, Abaya will learn our Mishnah, it means it's even also b'mashu. That fresh wine has the same taste as grapes. That's called Minda Minoi. There's a chumra of Yai Nesach, that's also b'mashu. So tomorrow, no. Hamid is Tony Sefer, since it says at the end of the Mishnah, Zeh HaKlal, this is the general rule of our Mishnah, that Kol Shebahanosai, B'noi Feintam, any time the taste is giving, is for the good. You're having enjoyment from the taste. That's why wine goes into grapes, and it makes it taste good. If it's Noi Feintam L'Shvach, then it's also, if it's Noi Feintam, meaning you can taste it. Also, Mashmi, then the Mishnah says, Kol Shein Bahanosai, anytime you do not have taste, it's lefgam, it makes the taste bad, but I say tam mutter, even though you taste it, but since the taste is ruining the taste, it's a tam lefgam, that's mutter. So now, it's talking about clearly in a case where it's noi say tam, where you can taste it. So, mechlal de benoi say tam maskinon, mashma, our whole mission is talking about only when you could taste the yayin nesach. So mashma, even in the ratio also, when the fresh wine fell on the grapes, it's only also if you could taste the wine in the grapes. Mashmi, even this is called min b'shein aminoi, that you need a nice in town. The Mor says, no, the Abaya will learn Shana Mishnah, masnis from the Chamra Tiko. The Anzi, because Abaya admits that our Mishnah's Mashmi is only talking about nice in town, that the wine only makes the grapes also if you could taste the wine. Why is this? Because the Mishnah is talking about old wine. Old wine, that's what we started off, that tastes different already, that's fermented already, that everybody agrees, that the taste of old wine is not like grapes. If even Abaya, that says, min de minna is totally in the taste of it, here it tastes different. There's a taste of old wine, and a taste of grapes, therefore it's considered min de shena minai, and it's benoi feintam. Nothing more says, chalo de chamro, ve chalo de shichro. What's going to be if you have a vinegar came out from wine, or vinegar from beer, or else the chamira dechita, you have dough, sourdough, that came from wheat, and the chamira de sari, and sourdough of barley. And again, in these two cases, one was this, the one was truma, and one was chulin. One was yai nesach, the vinegar from wine was yai nesach, and the vinegar of beer was regular, it wasn't yai nesach, it's okay. And they got mixed together. So again, what do we say here? So Abaye Rammer again, Benoi Saint Tam. Abaye says here the opposite that he said before, you go Bosa, Noi Saint Tam. Why? Because not the Mitzgafadim, but the same Sfarah. Why? Because Abaye, it's like he said before, Abaye, Bosa, Time of Zinan. Abaye says, you go after the taste. You go Bosa, Time of the taste of it. And therefore, the high time of the Chud, the high time of the Chud. A vinegar of wine has one taste, and vinegar of beer has a different taste. And the same thing, the wheat bread and the barley bread taste different. Even though the name is the same name, they're both called vinegar. They're both called bread, but he goes, boss, that's how much taste, they're different taste. Here Abaye goes the chumra, and Abaye goes the kula here. And since it's considered min b'shein aminoi, therefore it is bottled for nice in town. To have a lay min b'shein aminoi, this is considered min b'shein aminoi, and therefore the klal is, or min b'shein aminoi b'noi feintam, then there's no more chumra b'mashu, then even trum is bottle, and no one in yai nesed is bottle. If the issa falls into ein aminoi, then we always say that's a bigger than ditto, and consider like it's not there at all, you don't see it, you don't taste it, that's bottle b'roi. That's what Abaye says. But Rav Amar says no. Rav Amar b'mashu, in these two cases, it starts for even the smallest amount. The smallest amount of this wine vinegar that falls into beer vinegar remains asr. Why? Because Rav itself, like I said before, Vasa Shmuas means I go after the name. Now, what do we call these two things? Vahai Chala Mikri, Vahai Chala Mikri. Both of them are called vinegar. This is wine vinegar, and this is beer vinegar. They're both called vinegar. The same thing, Vahai Chamir Mikri, Vahai Chamir Mikri. This is called dough, and this is called dough. Even though this is wheat dough, and this is barley dough, don't make a difference. They're both called dough, bread, therefore it's called Mimbe Minoi. And Mimbe Minoi is also the Mashu. Devalei Mimbe Minoi, V'chol Mimbe Minoi the Mashu. Or Mimbe Minoi is also with the Mashu. Yes. Rashi speaks out here. Look, Min B'mina the Mashu. Rashi says, "Lekama paskin later we paskin to lav hilchas tochi." We do not paskin like this. That Min B'mina is also with the Mashu. El afilo Min B'mina b'noi seitam. Usually, by all other isurim, we hold that even Min B'mina is also bottle b'noi seitam. Chutz mitevel v'yai nesef. There's a chumrah in tevel and yai nesef that's not bottle. That's a special chumrah with Rabbanan that even Min B'mina is also. But usually we pass him min b'mina midiraisis bottle chad v'tray, and midirabonim you have to have shishim. But by yai nesef there's a chumrah of mashu it's also. Now, so kitzi have a machloikas here abayev rova. What makes something min b'mina min b'sheinim minoi? Do you go after the taste of it, or do you go after the name of it? Let's see. So what's the story? Some abayev says minoi minolur. How do I know my reasoning that I say go after the tam? It depends how it tastes. As long as it tastes alike, even though it has different names, it's called Min B'minoi. Minoi Mino, how do I know? To boss the time of Vino, we go after the taste of the foods. To tiny learn like this. There's a Mishnah in our law, Tavlin, we have spices. Days the Gimel Shemai, Vein Minechet. Whether it's the same type of pepper, but has three different names to it. Now she says, Gimel Shem is saying the Minech is going Pilpul Lovin. You can have white pepper, Pilpul Shaka black pepper, and Pilpul Orach long pepper. So it's like three different types of pepper, but it's the same Shem. That's called Tavlin spices. They's the Gimel Shem. It's two or three different names, but the Hain Minech is all the same Min. It's all the same type of pepper. Or it could even be, the Gemara says, Min Gimel, or else you could have three different types of spices. Could be onions and pepper and paprika, three different ones. The lacharis are surais or mitzvahsim. They're terofs, asr, and they're mitzvahsim. They fall into other foods. Let's say these spices were made from tevel. You did not take off truma from isis here. And now you use these spices to spice food. The lacharis the asr. The asr, all the asr together. I mean, even though each one by itself does not have the nice same time, doesn't have enough time to give in, we look at all these three spices together, their mitzvah is like one spice, and it makes the food also. The Yom HaChizki says, the question is why? Why are these three spices mitzvah together? You can't taste either one of them. You do not taste onions here, you do not taste pepper, you do not taste the paprika here. You do not taste either one. So why do you say it's like, look as if it's one taste, and it makes it also? So the Yom HaChizki says, Hoch of the Mayaski, you know what we're talking about over here? Over here, the minay mesika skinin. We're talking about that all these three spices are sweet spices. They're not onions. It's like honey, things that are sweet. It has a sweetness to it. So then the story is, hayu uruyin lamatek bemes kedera. Since you could use all these three things to sweeten the kedera, so that's considered like one min. And therefore, they're mitzvahed together that these three different minim, it's honey of Issa, and another fruit of Issa, another fruit of Issa. Even though they're three different shemais, they're three different names, but since they all have a common taste, they all make something sweet, you see, you go after the taste of it, and since the taste alike, that makes the Min B'minai. So it's sort of like one Issa of sweetness came in here, so therefore this sweetness makes it also. So it's like this. Yamrit, you're going to tell me, Bishleima, Bosa, Taimas, if you go Bosa, the Tam, we go both to the taste of food, kulei chode taimu. Then I understand this Mishnah, why it says it's mitzvah. Why I say these three different names have one issa to it. Why? Because you go after the sweetness of it. You go after the tam. But Ella, but Iyamnif, you're going to tell me, Basa Shema of Yod like Rova. Did he go after the name of the food? Basa Shema of Linun, Hai Shema Lachud, Vai Shema Lachud. This is called sugar, this is called honey, and this is something else that's sweet. It has three different names. Since it has three different names, why is it Mitzuruf? This is a bias proof that you see, you go after Shema, you go after the name, you go after Tam, you go after the taste of the food. Even though it's three different foods here, but since they all taste alike, that has the same halacha. That's a bias. Now, Varova, what does he do with this Mishnah? Varova, Omlach, Rova will tell you, Kshan, this Mishnah is not the way Abaya said, and not the way Chizkiah said, they were talking about that all these three minim taste alike. No, Rova says, Hormani Rabbi Meir. This Mishnah all goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita. The Tanya would learn like this. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mishum Rabbi Meir, the name of Rabbi Meir, that Minayin L'chol Yisur and Shebatara, Shem Mitzarfin, Zem Zer, Rabbi Meir has a new cloud. How do I know that all these surim are Mitzarfin together? You can have a Kezayas, a half a Kezayas of Arlo, a half a Kezayas of Tevel. How do I know that the two Yisurim, even though they taste different, and they look different, different names, a different taste, but how do I know, since they're all Issa, that's the common denominator here, that's all the Chetz of Issa, that's the Yom Mitzarf, and now we look as if you put these three Chatzi Gezayasim together, and now you have a Gezayas of Issa here. How do I know this? Zem Zeshnem, the prophet says, Loi Toichal Kol Tueva. Do not eat anything. Tueva means something that's Issa, something that's disgusting, do not eat it. So the Torah says here, with Darshin, Kol Shetiyasi L'chor, anything that also if you teach is Hareyu about Teichos, because this love. But this love is Mitzarfa together. So according to the Meir Shita, you don't have to have Tam together, you don't have to have Shimon, the name of it together, as long as it's also, as long as it's a love HaTorah, not teach this, don't eat Tevel, don't eat Olo, don't eat Nevela, as long as there's a love, that's called Kol Shetiyatlucha, Hareyu about Teichos. So therefore, the Tueva Shabbat is Mitzarfa, it makes it together. Yeah. So that's the way this Mishnah in Orla goes. The Kohen Rabbi Meir says, so by Rava says, there's no proof there now with Shaila. We want to know what's called Min B'minoi. If you go both to Tam, or if you go both to Shemam, there's no right in that Mishnah. That Mishnah Rashi says is not going like Rabbi Chizkiah says, where you have the taste of it together now, the taste is also different. It goes according to Nura, Meir Shita, that all these surim are mitzurim. Yeah. Right. Now the Gemara says, what's going to be chala l'goy chamra? Let's say somebody's pouring off vinegar into wine. So mistama, the wine is yai nesach, and the chala on the rush of the opposite. Chala shenof l'goy chamra. Which is chala diyisah. Let's say you have goyisha vinegar that was made from yai nesach. So you have vinegar now of yai nesach, and a Jew is pouring it into his own wine. L'goy chamra deheta. So what do we say now? Rashi Divrei Haka B'nai Sitam. The Gemara says, Chalo L'goy Chamra, if you're pouring off vinegar into wine, Divrei Haka B'nai Sitam. Everybody agrees that it has two different names here. It has two different tastes. Vinegar tastes different than wine. Therefore, everybody agrees you go bust B'nai Sitam. Therefore, if you only pour a small amount of vinegar into this wine, that you do not taste the vinegar there, the wine still remains with it. Here everybody agrees it's called min b'shenim. Minoi, that's the nice in town. But the opposite way. What's going to be if you're pouring chamra l'goy chala? Let's say you're pouring a kosher wine into vinegar. What's the halacha now? So the churit still, churit should be the same halacha. It's still min b'shenim minoi. But here there's a difference. Again, you're pouring the wine into the vinegar. So Abaya says like this. B'mashu, Abaya says, here becomes us the B'mashu. So Rashi learns, Avachamra l'goy chala, misho shegi liyavir, once this wine comes into the kli, the avar, the ear of the kli, of the barrel of vinegar, nehepach hayayim b'recha l'recha chaymetz. Right away, the smell of the wine starts to taste sour, starts to taste like vinegar. For kreizim shinasariv, heve shavim b'recha. And before they mix together, they smell alike. Here's the opposite way. Let's say you have chamra l'goy chala. Let's say you have chamra, you have wine of yai nesach. that's falling into challah regular vinegar. So now the wine is the yisur and the vinegar is the heter. So bayiram of a mashu, here it starts with a mashu. As soon as a little bit of wine falls into the barrel, it makes the whole barrel also. So we have to Rashi explain, but it should be kasha. It's mimbishen aminu here. Rav amanav benayis etam. Still you go bos benayis etam. What's the reason? Habayiram of a mashu. Habayi says you go after a mashu again. This wine, this yai nesek now is falling into vinegar. The vinegar is kosher. Still, we say it's also the mashu, even though only a drop of this wine falls in, it's also. Why? Because Abaye says reicha chala. In other words, the smell of this wine, as soon as it enters the barrel,